All right, let's begin by rubbing our hands together in front of our heart, creating some spiritual heat, some psychic energy, some tapas, and making the palms of the hands nice and hot, bringing that spiritual healing energy into your palms. Put your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand, embracing your right hand over the right hand. Breathing in and receiving your own healing energy. This is a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Breathing in and out, and just give yourself a little healing. So good. And then opening your hands, pinkies together, forming a cup right in front of the heart chakra, miracle mudra. And being open to the universe, showering all of its abundance down into this cup of love, cup of abundance. And just being willing to receive it, see your cup overflowing with love and abundance. And tipping that cup into your chest, maybe you put your hands back, right hand over left on the chest, and really receive the love and abundance from the Supreme. And then dropping your hands to your lap, and bringing your first finger and thumb together in Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity. And we'll begin the meditation, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release all the excess energy in the body. And we're especially releasing any failed energy, any doubt, any, we call it atheist energy, but like not believing that you can create a miracle. Let's let all of that go. Put a little vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord and just let it go. You are the master of your universe. Sounds pretty big. All right, female bodies, ground a line of energy from each of the ovaries down 1 foot below the body and down to the center of the earth. So that is that grounding cord is meeting up a foot below the body, forming a Y of light, and then straight down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release and begin to release all the excess energy in the ovaries. Male bodies, ground the testicles down to the center of the earth, set the testicles on release, and just let all that aggression and competition go. This is time to just come into right being, into just kind of that rightness of abundance, the match of the universal abundance. So we don't need to compete in this state. We need to just be willing to see the vision and receive. Grounding a line of energy from each of the adrenal glands through the first chakra, survival chakra, and down to the center of the earth. And set the adrenals on release. And releasing all the striving energy, that forced hard energy. Life is meant to be effortless. Now, you might have to take some actions, but you can take them in grace and ease. So let's let all of that striving energy, that stress out, frustrated energy go. Down through the adrenal gland, grounding cord to the center of the earth through the first chakra. And really, while we're clearing, let's clear that first chakra. So if there's any survival issues that are up for you right now, maybe housing or job, or there's some reason why you really want to do this meditation that's more than just to make things better. Let's let all that go too, all those stories about what it means. And just notice the rightness of the universe and the perfect order of things. Say hello to your first chakra. Beautiful cornucopia spinning, heading straight down to the center of the earth. It's 6 to 9 inches away from your body, narrow at the end, base of the spine, wider, about 6 inches around when you get down, around 6 to 9 inches underneath you. And it's spinning and it's clear. If there's dark energy, release the energy from the first chakra. So that first chakra is just humming like happiness. You might want to clean it up with some gold energy and then let it settle in. Maybe it's at green today. Let's release the nervous system. You have any anxiety or worry about this? Let's let it all go. So just plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenal glands. And then let's release the adrenals. Releasing the nervous system. Seeing the nervous system now lighting up with an electric blue. You're just feeling yourself at peace and harmony in the parasympathetic system, the system of healing and wellness, relaxation in the body. Going to the center of the head. And in the center of the head, let's take a look around in the center of the head. There you are in your golden temple of silence. Should be nice and tidy, but if it isn't, let's go ahead and clean that out. Open a trapdoor out the back. And let's let all those looping thoughts of things that aren't working, let's let all of those go out the trapdoor. If you need to set up a vacuum cleaner, spiritual fire hose, a rake, a leaf blower, whatever works for you. If you want a leaf blower in your head, go for it. Let's just get all of that out. Cobwebs, spider webs, endless papers, notices, all the evidence that you can't create your universe. Let's get rid of it all. And you're in this golden temple of silence, sitting on your throne. Make that a really royal, regal throne. Maybe it's made of solid gold. You're very abundant when you think about a solid gold throne. And you created that for yourself. Washing off the view screen with some spiritual Windex. Wiping it down. Maybe you have a roll of spiritual paper towels that you're just wiping it down so you can get a really nice, clean window there. This feels so good. Popping out the top of your head. Pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Now this is for you, really for you. So you don't want to be expanded 2 blocks away. You really want to pull that aura in. And again, just remember that the regular healthy setting of an aura is 36 inches away from your body with a sharp, pristine edge. So a lot of you tend to just get all kind of spread out through the universe, like your auras extend way the heck out. And I really, really encourage you to relook at that strategy. You're losing a lot of your own energy, plus you're picking up lots of other people's energy and information. And maybe you don't want everybody's information in your space, especially when you think about abundance. A very big part of the population struggles in their ideas of abundance, and they have lots of stories about it. So you want to really be holding your space. Keep yourself nice and tidy, and keep that aura nice and defined so you know where your ideas and your thoughts and your energy end and other people's begin. And the more you hold true to that, the more you recognize what is your energy and what's other people's energy. It's a wonderful journey to start realizing that some of those poverty thoughts don't have anything to do with you. They're just somebody's energy moving through your space. So let's go ahead and clean out the aura. Set a little golden Roomba, a little golden vacuum cleaner spinning around, doing its job, cleaning out the inside of your aura. And just starting at the top of your head and spiraling all the way down around your body. And it can go all the way down around till it gets under your feet. Cleaning up any dust bunnies or fuzz balls that you've picked up from walking through other people's auras and just by going through life. You're doing a great job. So proud of you. And it's a really, really fun meditation. You're going to love it. It's pretty exciting to be able to really manifest on this huge, huge level. All right, and then let's smooth out any dings or dents or holes in the aura. And again, just double check. Make sure that you're equal. Maybe there's 18 inches all the way around the body, including behind your back, including under your feet and behind your calves. Spectacular. Throw that golden Roomba down the grounding cord. Put a protection rose up at the front edge of your aura. Make it 2 feet wide and ground it to the center of the earth. Blow it up. Put a little stick of dynamite under it. Blow it up. Put a new one there. Ground it to the center of the earth. Okay, this is where it gets kind of fun. Let's blow up 10 roses. I'm going to give you a minute. And you just put a rose down, ground it to the center of the earth, and put a stick of dynamite under it. Blow it up. We're moving everybody else's control energy out of your space by doing this, so rose one, rose two, ground, blow it up. Rose three, ground, blow it up. Rose four, ground, blow it up. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Voila, and why don't you put a dozen roses at the top of your head? And put a stick of dynamite, maybe a nice cartoon bomb under it, and blow it up. We're really clearing out everybody else's control energy. Sky's the limits. We're joining the Think Big revolution. Oh, wahoo! Alrighty, opening your feet chakras to earth energy. Bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. Really clearing your ability to increase your soul understanding, to make wise steps forward. anchoring your ability to make good choices in business, good steps forward in business, good steps forward in your personal life and your love life. Finding that wonderful place that's in affinity with you and the universe. Bringing a line of energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And bring that energy in. And especially this one, you really want a place that has you feeling completely and totally empowered and connected with the divine. So if that's a temple, fantastic. If that's an expansive beach, fantastic. If that's a mountaintop, fantastic. Just bring that line of energy in, that place where you just feel entirely expanded, connected with the universe, in your largest, most grateful self, your blissed out self, where you really feel like that bliss is an inside job. It's happening. Your cells are exploding with happiness. That place that you've been to a few times in your life, you know, emotionally, bring that energy into the back of your head, down your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands, through the fingers, and out the fingertips. We really want those arm channels and hand channels clear. That is really opening your ability to receive whatever the universe is bringing in for you. So we're opening that path. It's very, very exciting. You really want those channels flowing. The ability to grasp the details, to receive, to take in. And the arms themselves, the channels, are your creative channels. So you want those creative channels open. And really, it's so important also to clear the shoulder and neck. Those are burdens and responsibilities. Let's just whoosh them out. We don't need them. And look at life as opportunity rather than burden and responsibility. And really, if it gets so weighty that you feel burdened, you need to shift. It's time to make a change. And you are the master of your universe, so it's you who gets to make the change. Nobody else makes it for you. You make a new mindset and you change the pattern. Bringing more of that cosmic energy down your back, through the back channels, clearing out the back channels and everything that's in your past, all the evidence of wealth and abundance or lack thereof. We're talking about all kinds of abundance, love, friendships, creativity, self-expression, physical, athleticism, money, possessions. We're clearing it so that we're making it like a pristine open channel so that you get the highest and best the universe has to offer. So clear out all that back stuff, that backlash, that back noise. And go all the way down into your hips. And in this case, we're going to go all the way down, just for fun, all the way down through the legs. And we're going to clear out the legs this way. And the reason that we're doing that is that the hips and the thighs, especially for people who put weight on in the hips and thighs, has to do with holding on to negative things from the past. And so if there's any stories about, you know, failed abundance, we want to clear them out. So just let that cosmic energy flow all the way down through your hips, through your thighs, knees, calves, and down through the ankles and out the feet. Great. And now we're just going to start channeling that energy back up. So when it gets down to your tailbone, we're going to loop it through the belly and stop running it through the legs. We're going to loop it through the belly and coming up through the chest and especially through your heart, your will. So the belly button and that will center and then your heart center. The God of your heart, your ability to love yourself and all others and be grateful, your lungs, your feeling of having the right to take up space, and beyond that, the right to own your own space. We're clearing that. And up through your thymus gland, which is really that gland for your immune system, really having the right to have pristine health, vibrant health up through your neck, vibrant, abundant communication. And then up through your head, through your face, everything you're facing is wonderful, is exciting. Through your eyes, everywhere your eyes look, there you see the divinity and joy and abundance that God has so beautifully bestowed. Fountaining out the top of the head, clearing the brain. Woohoo! Oh, that feels so good. And just letting that flood the aura. The aura is just getting totally washed out. It's getting very crystally clear. And in this case, we're making it almost like a crystal ball. Everything that you think in these next moments, everything that you assert, is really being amplified, just like a crystal ball amplifies and clarifies. We become that amplification while we do our manifestation meditation. And now returning to the center of the head, to the control center. And let's turn on the view screen. And begin our mock-up session. And the reason we call it a mock-up session, it's things that we're actually generating and creating, and we're going to create it as if it's already happened. And how we start, I'm going to say a mock-up, and I'm going to give you examples of excellent ways to mock things up. You put a bubble in front of you, like a balloon tied to the center of the earth, or a beautiful bubble blow bubble, but a giant one. Something that contains everything that you're thinking and saying. And it's great for you as you're following along with me to say it out loud. But you can hold it in your mind too, but it's excellent to imagine your words going right into that bubble. Make sure that it's grounded to the center of the earth right now. So if it's a giant balloon, a helium balloon, tie it to the center of the earth so it's not going to float away while we're working on it.